Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us on a bright, shiny Monday morning. It's a little bit chipper out there, 50s. You got to at least wear a sweater. Joining us now by phone, we have Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Good to have you. Let's start with something that was a pretty serious and scary story. We had an Amber Alert last week. Came out right in the morning, right during the show, and kind of caught us all by surprise. It was so surprising to me that frankly, when we announced it, my news guy announced it, I didn't even catch that it was Santa Rosa County, or they would have treated it differently, and I felt bad about that after the fact. But what was going on here?
Yeah, we had a girl that initially we believed was a runaway. And then her father posted on Facebook about her being a runaway. And if anybody sees her, you know, please call or whatever. Well, the wrong person saw that. And he got a call saying that she had been kidnapped and there was a ransom for her. So we put out the Amber Alert. And one thing led to another. We traced the call. We found out it came from Mexico City. But yet the investigators had some evidence that proved that she was still local. And once the Amber Alert went out, she was 16, called her mother and said, hey, take me off the runaway list. I can't leave the house because she was staying with somebody else. So one thing leads to another. She turned herself back into the parents, and then we canceled the Amber Alert. But it just goes to show that even though you're trying to use Facebook, you know, properly and say, hey, my daughter's missing, please help me, there's always those dirtbags out there that are going to try to take advantage of you.
Man, it's not always a cesspool, but it is a place that becomes a cesspool real fast in a lot of cases. It was interesting to me. Like I said, I had not realized that it was a Santa Rosa story when the Amber Alert itself was actually issued, because like I said, I just didn't catch my attention. But I realized after the fact that part of the reason I wasn't paying as much attention is because I feel like we get so many of them. And so many of them come from elsewhere. And honestly, that had been my reaction is like, okay, I care about children everywhere in the state of Florida, but, you know, I don't have time bandwidth just to think about, you know, some child from Polk or Orlando or, you know, Pinellas or wherever. And it seems like the system is not, it's being overly like the boy who cried wolf, you know, like the system that cried Amber Alert too often, given how remote a lot of these things are to our county. Do you notice this problem, or what can we do about that?
Yeah, I do, but there's, you know, we can't really do anything about it because it's a set of rules that you go by, and once it hits that threshold, you're required to put out an Amber Alert. So, and the majority of Amber Alerts are parental abductions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, mom and dad have joint custody. Dad's weekend comes up, he takes the kids and leaves. So. In those cases, it's not always like, oh, the kids are in danger, because a normal parent's not going to kill their kids, although it does happen. But it's still considered an Amber Alert. And so, yeah, there's a ton of them. And I get your point. You get them all the time. You're like, eh, another one, whatever. But I don't know how to fix that, because, you know, the first one you say, eh, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. And the kid winds up dead. They're going to be like, it hit the threshold of an Amber Alert and you didn't put it out.
So, right. And I'm with you. And it's kind of like, I think you and I had talked about this last week, as a similar kind of, you know, well, the time it matters is the time it matters. And it's even worse for me with silver alerts, you know, because it seems like there's always a silver alert. You know, I don't have time to be looking for 18 different license plates right now while I'm driving. And I know it matters. Yeah. But it becomes unhelpful. But you can't really, you know, the one time that it matters or that it's local is the time that really matters. And I certainly want to know about those.
Definitely.
So I don't have a great solution for it. I just know that it has the effect of making me, you know, and it's literally my job to pay attention to this stuff, of making me kind of care less or have a little bit more indifference to it because there are so many.
Yeah. And you're right. And most of them come from South Florida. So you're like, you know, a parental abduction of a kid in Dade County in Miami. What are the odds of you finding them.
Right.
In Santa Rosa. I mean, it's like zero almost. So, yeah, and most people are like that because they go over everybody's phones. You know?
Right.
And most people are just, you know, kind of deafened to it now. It's just like, oh, yeah, whatever.
We're talking to Santa Rosa Sheriff. Yeah, and I don't know either. I just feel like there should be some kind of a way to make it be more targeted so as to preserve its potency, because that's what's lost in this process is that, you know, when it really is something that people in Santa Rosa or Escambia or even Okaloosa should care about, well, you want to make sure people care about it. And the way it's being done right now seems to diminish that. We're talking to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang out for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents or delays to let you know about. Traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Interesting story out of Milton. It just made me want to ask you a particular question. You know, Chief Frank had gone to the city council and wanted to use about $5,000 of drug seizure money to buy rifles for her officers, saying, hey, look, you know, if we have to respond to a scene where a bad guy's got a weapon that we can't match, we are at a disadvantage. And especially if there's one, you know, so she's buying rifles. And, you know, PPD bought rifles for their deputies a few years ago. And, you know, Escambia has been arming up. And I know Santa Rosa, you all have rifles too. But it made me think the question I didn't know the answer to is Milton doesn't have a SWAT, right? And I mean, is Gulf Breeze also, I don't, like, you guys do the SWAT coverage for them, right?
Yes, we do. We have a 20, I think we have a 25 person SWAT team and a Bearcat, and they're very well equipped, and they go to a lot of training. They shoot a lot. They're very proficient at what they do. So anywhere in the county they're needed, whether it's inside city limits or not, they respond to it.
Do you, how hard is it to get guys to go for SWAT? Because I know once upon a time you had to basically push them away, but then it seemed like the, I don't know, this generation seems to be less eager to volunteer for the extra duty. And so it's kind of like you might have enough, but you're not breaking down the door literally to metaphorically to get on SWAT. But you tell me what's going on with that.
Yeah. This generation is different. I did 20 years on SWAT and it was the best 20 of my career. I loved it. I had a great time, great training. And if you put it out to these guys, these kids nowadays, and you say, this is what you get and this is what you get to do. We still have a lot of people applying. The problem is you have to be so physically fit. Mm-hmm. The test to get on SWAT, the physical test is pretty brutal. So there's very few younger kids that will get in that kind of shape and stay in that kind of shape because they get tested, you know, during the year at random times. So, but the ones we really focus on and the ones that seem to love that kind of stuff are the 24-year-old Army veteran that went in the Army for 4 years, got out, and now wants, you know, still wants to be kicking doors when he can and that kind of thing. So we're blessed in that aspect. We have a bunch of veterans on our force, and we're proud of that.
Oh, that works out very well. Hey, it makes sense. Last thing I was going to ask you about is, were you guys the agency involved in the Culvers, the drunk guys coming in, and the one of them, what, dancing up on the counter and pulling his pants down or whatever. Were you guys involved in that?
Yeah, that's alcohol is a wonderful thing. It keeps us in business. It really does. You know, you just, when you see stuff and you think, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Somebody always comes along and breaks a record. And you just can't make it up. You really can't. A couple of people, I think, got arrested that evening. So,
You know, I just think that's not the butter burger that they ordered. And come on, you know, we did just put a couple of people around the moon on Artemis II, but they're not the only ones who went to the moon. So anyway, let's just, I've been waiting like a week for these jokes.
Don't quit your day job, Andrew.
Ralph Cramden wasn't the arresting officer. He didn't send, anyway. All right, we'll just move on. Come on. I know I'm taking this out on you, Sheriff, but my news guy never came to me with that story in one of my news breaks, so I feel like I was deprived of my chance to have fun about this really, you know, inappropriate story. But I'll tell you, when people get drunk, they do dumb things often.
Yes,
Sheriff Bob Johnson, not to end on that note, but anything else you want us to know and good stuff coming up?
Nope, we're good, Andrew. I'll talk to you next Monday.
Will you? Are you sure you want to again?
Well, I didn't say I wanted to. I said I'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, Sheriff. I'll talk to you then. 8:19 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Looking for the ultimate family beach house right here on Pensacola Beach? Casa de Luna is a huge ground-level home with 9 bedrooms, 8 baths, private heated pool, and room to sleep 26 adults. No stairs to haul coolers and kids. You walk right out to your own pool or take a short stroll to our amazing white sand golf beaches. It's perfect for family reunions, wedding groups, church retreats, or big friends getaways. There are multiple king suites, plenty of porch space, and a special game porch for the whole family. And right now, they're offering special rates for locals on select dates, so you don't have to get on a plane to feel like you're on vacation. Call 850-485-7222 for more information or to book your dates. That's 850-485-7222. See photos and details at CasaDeLunaPensacola.com. That's CasaDeLunaPensacola.com.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Spring is here. Oh yeah, and it's time to warm things up with the new slow smoke menu at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether it's our brisket grilled cheese, the hot link loaded mac, or the amazing new peach cobbler egg rolls, you're sure to love them. Maybe you're throwing a party and need some barbecue catered. We can help with that. Whether you're picking up, need it delivered, or a team to come out and serve. With 4 locations in the News Radio area, visit sunnysbbq.com to learn more or order today. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
In every emergency, before help arrives on scene, a calm, steady voice is already at work. 911 dispatchers in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are the first responders, answering calls, asking the right questions, and sending help in seconds when every moment counts. During National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, thank these unseen heroes who work around the clock to keep our Escambia and Santa Rosa County families and neighborhoods safe.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Sacrifices. I didn't mean to end this life. I know it was all right. I can't even sleep and I can't get it out my mind. I need to get out of sight, but I end up behind.
Ago, a legacy began, something which would reach far beyond the horizon. This year, we're honoring this living story, one written through the live oaks for which this stretch of land was chosen. For 200 years, this has been more than just a place. It is a foundry, a proving ground, and for so many, the beginning of a lifelong calling. For 2 centuries, this station has formed ordinary individuals into extraordinary leaders. They build a legacy that still echoes in every takeoff, every landing, and every salute.
Yeah, this is the video that they put out on the NAS Pensacola Facebook page on Saturday, celebrating the 200th anniversary of the Navy Yard, 200 years of NAS Pensacola. And I did not catch the name of the woman who was doing the presentation here, but great stuff just teaching about the history of this facility.
But this milestone is not just about the past. It is about families who stood behind the uniforms, instructors who demanded excellence, and the community that grew alongside this base generation after generation. The future will demand more. New challenges, new technologies, new horizons. But one thing will not change. The spirit of Naval Air Station Pensacola. A spirit defined by honor, courage, and commitment.
And I love that they took time out to thank the community that's part of this, the veterans, of course.
To the community that has embraced its armed forces for centuries, we thank you for your support. To those who served before us, we thank you for your sacrifice. To those who serve today, we stand proudly beside you. And to those who will serve next, the sky is waiting. Join us as we celebrate 200 years forged here at the cradle of naval aviation. Happy 200th birthday, NAS Pensacola.
Absolutely. 8:25 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKagan. That was on Saturday. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Back to rolling accident and delay free. Not seeing anything to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The first wave of layoffs at Meta is coming on May 20th. Reuters is reporting that the Facebook parent company plans to cut 10% of its global workforce. That would be roughly 8,000 employees in that first round of layoffs. Blue Origin.
Wait, so are they regular layoffs or are they Meta layoffs?
Boo.
Go on, David. I'll retract that one.
Blue Origin had a successful launch yesterday, Andrew. It launched its new Glenn rocket to Cape Canaveral, but it was carrying a commercial communication satellite. Apparently, they put it into the wrong orbit, so it's kind of unusable now.
This is the most bizarre story to me. How you can pull off the successful launch of one of these and, oops. Like, John, I've got some news for you.
We need your key card. Please come to HR.
I just don't, you know. It's not like you just parked in the wrong parking space. You put a satellite into the wrong orbit.
My bad.
I'm not sure what a good satellite costs these days, but it's got to be.
I would guess expensive. In the tens of millions. I mean, I'm just guessing. I don't know, but it's not cheap. I would think that, you know, when they launched that Tesla Roadster, that was probably the cheapest satellite ever sent out. So yeah,
probably. Well, this probably isn't going to help your trust of AI a whole lot.
It's already at zero.
It might go even lower. All right. There's a new study out that finds about half of responses from popular AI chatbots to medical questions have been problematic and potentially dangerous. Researchers tested ChatGPT, Gemini, Meta, DeepSeek, and Grok on questions about cancer, vaccines, and nutrition. And they're saying about 20% of the responses they got were highly inaccurate. Grok apparently was the worst. And experts are warning that patients are being steered away from life-saving conventional treatments.
I totally believe it. I was just reading a story at Futurism this morning that there was some folks that they put up a fake disease story. Like, they pretended to publish a story about a disease that does not exist. And within a couple of days, it was picked up by AI and was being promoted and circulated as a real thing. And then it wound up being referenced in human-authored, like, as a footnote reference source in human-authored journal pieces.
Wow.
I mean, we're all doomed. Are we collectively this stupid, this bad at just doing ordinary research? I mean, it's crazy. I spent in the 6:30 segment, I spent a lot of time talking about these stories where people just won't watch the original video, read the original article, you know, do sort of the basic things. And good Lord, scientists are recirculating AI stories or links on fake, deliberately faked illnesses. But, I mean, maybe this is good news because there's still place for humans in this mix somehow or other. David, thank you so much for the update. Oh, do I have I think I have time to get into this a little bit. I mentioned earlier a story about, you know, the dogs are killing the planet or whatever. Kind of a tease when I thought I was going to be talking about that. And then we had Jimmy Petronas on because I had screwed up and forgotten that we were actually going to have him. I thought we weren't. So here's the story. this one kills me. Are dogs bad for the planet? John, in the grand scheme of things, what do you think?
No.
Okay. It turns out Americans are not very good at figuring out which personal decisions contribute most to climate change. And I would say none of them, but okay, fine. The National Academy of Sciences did a study, and when asked to rank actions like trading a gas car for an electric car, carpooling, reducing food waste, or just in general figuring out whether, for example, you know, greenhouse gases are most impacted by having pets, people are terrible at this exercise. They don't know what's important and what's not important. Now, granted, you got to kind of give the worldview over to the researchers and presume that man-caused climate change is a real thing, okay? But they over assign impact, people do, to low impact actions like recycling, and they think it's really important, and they underestimate the carbon impact of behaviors like, for example, flying or eating meat. Eating meat is actually, theoretically, if you follow them, you know, it actually produces a lot of, you know, consumption of the agriculture that could has to be grown for that purpose. You know, flatulence comes from cows and animals and all that kind of stuff. The top three individual actions that help the climate are avoiding airplane flights, choosing not to get a dog, and using renewable electricity. Also, three things that participants think do not matter. Of course, there are also things that, you know, are hard to do. Lowest impact were things like efficient light bulbs, recycling, and using less energy and washing clothes. So the great thing about this story to me is that people have no idea what their own worldview commitments should be. But they're just sure they're living the green life, and they can't even get that right. It's the kind of story that might wind up being on the Transgressive Memorial Service. Early service at 6, late at 8 on Friday.
Therese Crowley. Suspense over the status of final peace talks with Iran before the U.S. threat to bomb its bridges and power plants. Iran state media claims Iran won't show up for Pakistan talks with Vice President Vance after the U.S. fired on the engine room of an Iran-flagged cargo ship that tried to evade the U.S. blockade.
President Trump announced the seizure on Truth Social overnight, saying, quote, the Iranian crew refused to listen, so our Navy ship stopped them right in their tracks by blowing a hole in the engine room. Right now, U.S. Marines have custody of the vessel. The incident came 24 hours after Iran's IRGC fired on two vessels trying to pass through the Strait of Hormuz in violation of the ceasefire.
President Trump told Fox's Trey Yingst if they don't sign, the whole country's going to get blown up. Wheelchairs first, and the Boston Marathon is off with clear skies and nice chilly temperatures in the 40s for the athletes. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 57 degrees with sunshine this morning. We'll get to a full forecast from Channel 3 in just a few minutes. A man's in custody after a shooting in Escambia County on Sunday. Deputies say a 38-year-old woman was shot and killed. This was near Gulf Beach Highway and Gulf Breeze Avenue, and authorities identified a suspect as 64-year-old James Pelzer. He was taken into custody at the scene without incident. He's now being held in the Escambia jail on a homicide charge with no bond. Also, a man wanted in connection to another Escambia County homicide is in custody after an arrest in Phoenix, Arizona, Friday. The sheriff's office says 29-year-old Devon Williamson was arrested Friday morning while waiting for a bus to El Paso. He is now expected to be extradited back to Escambia County. And the case he was he's charged in dates back to March 4th when deputies responded to a report of shots fired on Booker Lane. New details out in that incident last Thursday in Jackson County, Mississippi, with the courthouse and the attempted explosion there. The suspect was identified as David Wierick, officials say he stole a truck loaded with oxygen and propane tanks from a work site near that courthouse there in Jackson County and crashed it into a communications tower at the emergency services building. The tanks did catch on fire. Crews were able to extinguish that. Wierick was later shot and killed by deputies outside of the courthouse while he was trying to ignite the propane tanks in an attempt to cause an explosion. Florida Senator Ashley Moody criticizing a California bill that would protect providers of support services to undocumented immigrants. Moody tells Fox News that the legislation would punish investigative journalists who try to uncover fraud, called it an example of why she says California is a failed state and driving residents to Florida. A nearly $3.5 million road safety project on Highway 4A near Century is getting closer to completion. The project covers about 5.5 miles of roadway from Burnville to Century, including lane widening, overlay work, guardrail upgrades, and drainage improvements. The project was also expanded to include an additional stretch from State Line Road to Highway 29. Substantial completion of that project is expected in the next week, and final completion of the project by May 15th. Congressman Byron Donalds brought his campaign for governor to Pensacola over the weekend. He drew a couple hundred supporters over to the Fish House restaurant. Donalds has been endorsed by President Trump and has a substantial lead in recent polling over other Republicans in the race. Donalds said he wants to build on the conservative wins over the past 30 years. It is 8:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with John Pickens for our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that every Florida West project is evaluated on jobs created, wages paid, and generates a positive return on investment to Escambia County taxpayers? No accidents or delays to let you know about. Things are actually rolling smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
A bit of some drier air this morning with temperatures warming up this afternoon near 76 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 61. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 76. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 64. Heading into Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a small chance of a stray sprinkle, 10% overall, high near 76. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 63. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 56 degrees with sunshine. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And your money now this morning. Markets are down, but not by a lot. The S&P down just about 55 points, less than a tenth of a percent, 49.414 and 414.89. S&P down just about a quarter percent, 10 points at 71.1574. The NASDAQ down less than a quarter percent. That's about 41 points at 24.433.90. 10-year bond rate today is up slightly, 4.24%. Gold is down 44.20 at 48.35.40. Silver down 162 at 80.23. And looking at that oil price, we are up under 5%, 388 at 87.73. And taking a look at a few of our financial headlines for today. The first wave of layoffs at Meta is coming starting May 20th. Reuters is reporting that the Facebook parent company will be cutting 10% of its global workforce, about 8,000 employees in the first round. Blue Origin had a successful launch yesterday as its new Glenn rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral. However, it was carrying a commercial communication satellite that apparently got put into the wrong orbit, making it unusable. And Spirit Airlines is on the brink of total liquidation as bankruptcy restructuring has hit a wall. Sky-high fuel costs, fueled by the conflict in the Middle East, are largely to blame. Lenders reporting pulling support. The airline is already cutting dozens of routes and furloughing hundreds of crew members. Spirit does say it's still flying for now, but experts warn of sudden overnight cancellations. It's 8:37, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. This is News Radio 92.3.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
Good dental health starts at the beginning of life. For infants, wipe their gums with a clean, soft cloth after feeding and make sure to schedule your child's initial dental visit before their first birthday. As your child grows, make sure they brush twice a day and floss before bed, limit sugary snacks and drinks, and schedule regular dental checkups. Focusing on healthy dental habits early helps children grow into healthy adults. Visit floridahealth.gov/dentalhealth to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Health and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The VetCV Foundation's Veteran Resource Fair is Friday from 5
5 till 7 at the Vet CV Mission Center on Highway 90 in Milton. Please see vetcvfoundation.org for more info. The Pensacola Crawfish Festival is Friday through Sunday in Seville Square and Fountain Park. Come out for the great music, fun with friends, and your share of thousands of pounds of crawfish. See fiestapensacola.org for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
You don't always have time to sit and listen. That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does. Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So I was driving around with my wife over the weekend, and we were passing yet another taco stand. This is actually over in Baldwin County. We're going to Dauphin Island. And she turns to me and she says, I got a frivolous topic for you. My wife helps produce the show a lot of times, which is great. Of course, sometimes her frivolous topics are super painful, and that this one's about to be. Okay.
Is she associate producer? Because I thought I was the executive producer.
Sure.
Okay.
Whatever you want to.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you a title that's superior to hers. I just avoid giving you all titles. Just, you know, I've been. Didn't get married 28 years for being stupid. Yeah. You got to have good judgment. You got to nip it in the bud and catch these things before they're a problem. So, no, John, you're the assistant producer. Anyway, so she says, you know, it seems like there's about 800 gajillion taco places. And I'm like, yeah, true. She says, it seems like there's almost like as many taco places as there are pizza places. I'm like, that's probably true. She says, so which one would you give up? If you had to give up tacos or pizza, and I thought, well, that is an evil.
That is
evil.
That is bad.
Wicked woman question to ask.
Bad.
And so my wife, you may not, I don't have to talk about this a lot, but you know, if you know us, you know this is true. She only eats hamburger. That is the only meat she eats. Okay. So she eats hamburgers and she eats spaghetti and she eats meatballs and she eats hamburger, like not steak, not chicken, not fish, just hamburger. Okay. So I turned to her and said, and meaning when we go out to restaurants, the restaurant has to have hamburger.
I can only imagine your response now.
So I turned to her and said, well, there are a lot of taco stands and there are a lot of pizza places, but there are also a lot of burger places. And she said, don't even start with me.
Did she say you could walk back? I mean.
So the question is 437-1620.
You're brave.
This question I hate. I really do hate this question. So I naturally want to share it with you. If you had to give up either pizza forever, or tacos forever, or burgers forever, which one goes? I want to ask you the harder question, which is only keep one. I'm letting you keep two. I'm being generous. But which one do you give up? 437-1620, 437-1620. You know, last week I asked you the question about, like, keep one TV station, you know, one TV channel. And, you know, I hated that because for some reason this is much more painful. Because when I start thinking about a whole life with no more pizza or burgers or tacos, I'm like, this is, I don't even know if that's a life I want to live. 437-1620. Which one would you give up? 437-1620, John?
Reluctantly pizza.
Well, of course, reluctantly.
Reluctantly.
I mean, I take that
pizza
for granted. Why? What's your reasoning?
Because I love tacos more. I love Mexican food. I love hamburgers. I love that.
I think that's the better way to answer. It's not what's wrong with pizza. It's more which one do you have to have? Which two do you have to have the most? And I understand where you're coming from on that.
You feel my pain?
Yeah. And see, like for me, I mean, I feel like half the food I make these days is tacos. You know, we make beef street tacos and chicken street tacos and, you know, make carne asada and make regular old beef tacos, and you know, I've never made them, but I want to learn how to make fish tacos. And I mean, like, you know, a lot of different tacos. Chicken tinga. You know, I make a lot of that.
I can tell you something. There's no way I could give up my homemade flour tortillas.
Okay.
That's an addiction that I have to work
homemade.
On.
Homemade? Like you press them?
Well, I mean, or somebody, not the ones you buy in the store, but, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like when I go to Texas and stuff, I mean, bring back like dozens of them.
So that's for the pretext, but they put the taco on top.
Yeah.
Okay. Although this would probably cost me my marriage.
Uh-oh.
You know, if I'm forced to answer this question, I give up burgers. I could probably go without burgers.
Then what is she going to eat?
Oh, no, she can have them.
Oh.
Okay. I'm not making her not have them. We go out to a place that's got a burger, and I'm ordering, a chicken sandwich or something else. Spaghetti.
Interesting.
And here's why. Can't give up tacos. Tacos are like, you know, 5 days a week I'm probably eating tacos. My kids would say that. But tacos all the time, all different kinds of tacos. And pizza, you cannot give up pizza. I mean, are you American? You know, like, and we don't eat pizza all that often, but pizza is such a cornerstone food for my whole life. It's too close to home. It just is. And yes, giving up burgers would mean giving up, you know, a lot of burger places, okay, would mean giving up, you know, the smash burger. And I know it's not an easy choice, but that's why I asked the question, okay? 437-1620, 437-1620. What would you give up if you had to give up burgers, pizza, or tacos? And I know some people, well, I'll take your text. We'll talk about it in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives, John. But you, even giving an answer just makes, you don't feel grateful for the two you kept. You feel sad for the one you lost, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a painful question. It's a bad question.
I don't know. This is a Monday, dude.
I know. Should be happier. But we are talking about food.
Yeah, that is true.
There you go.
That's half the battle. All right.
Think about all that cheesy pulled greatness and sesame seed deliciousness and.
The butter, garlic. I mean, come on now. Come on.
The handmade flour tortillas. All right, go on, John. What do you got?
Okay, well, I've got actually absolutely nothing. There are no delays or accidents to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You're going to whine about not being the executive producer, and then you're going to come to me with that empty traffic report? I got nothing?
Yeah, I got nothing.
You trying to contribute to the show or what?
Well, I love press buttons.
I just love the I love the looks that I get from him are just my honestly, it's just my favorite. I just love it. Oh no, see, turn on my computer. He got me off because you know.
And you want a Marconi.
Yeah, no, it's hard to imagine sometimes. All right, Stink Eye John. All right, let's see. To the text, 437-1620. Question of the day. What would you give up if you had to give up just one? Tacos, burgers, or pizza? Somebody just says taco. Well, I want a reason. You know, you got to converse with me. It's not just an answer. It's an explanation. But okay, fine. Somebody says bye-bye pizza. How could you? Well, John, that's what you said though, right? Bye-bye pizza.
Yeah. I mean, if I had the choice, I mean, if I had to get rid of one of them.
Yeah.
That was where I would go.
So if I give you a choice between a burger and pizza, you're always picking a burger?
Yeah.
And between tacos and a pizza, you're always picking the tacos?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. All right, fair enough. Yeah, somebody here says it's a simple answer, and there's no answer but this. You give up tacos because pizza and hamburgers are everything. Yeah, no, that's true. And I actually understand this answer, though it's not the answer I would give, because if you keep tacos and hamburgers, well, you just keep keeping two beefs. I mean, assuming other chickens and things like that. But, like, on a pizza, you can get hamburger on a pizza and maybe scratch that itch.
So does that violate the rules?
No, I mean, I think that's allowed. So you can have a pizza that had like ground beef and pickle and lettuce and tomato and a little mayonnaise on the top, and you could have like an improvised
burger. Boy, this is
burger.
Getting deep.
I
thought it was like basic rules.
Well, dough versus buns. I mean, basically, if you could put a burger, in fact, now I'm thinking about how putting a burger on a pizza does sound. Because you've had like, you know, you can do like cheeseburger, hamburger, macaroni.
Would your wife eat it if it's hamburger?
Oh, yeah, she eats pizza.
Oh, okay, good.
I don't think she would do hamburger. She just does cheese on pizza. I don't think she would do hamburger on her pizza. I think that would violate some rule for her. But I'll ask her.
Why don't you try? No, just try.
No,
see what happens. If she doesn't eat it, then I'll eat it for you.
You do not sneak food anywhere near my wife because she'll just, no, that's not a good plan. John,
I'm just trying to help
you
out.
Do not get to be married this long and do those kind of things. let's see. Somebody says, pretty much already gave up burger, so that one is easy for me. Okay. Somebody says tacos, no question, but I could easily give up all three. Well, that's what?
What?
What do you eat? Salad? tofu? I just don't. I already could give. I don't even know how to have this conversation. I could easily give up all three. Okay. All right. Fair enough. If I get fajitas from Chili's, does that count?
I would say
No, fajitas are not tacos. They really aren't.
Oh, they are because you put them on a thing and then you hold them like a...
Okay.
It's getting complex.
Yeah, well, I guess you could say, like, are you going to allow people to get burritos if they can't get tacos and then they're just getting, it's just a little different shape, right? Instead of the... What is that?
But you still have the core foundation.
Key elements. Yeah, you're right about that. Somebody says tacos I can do without. My 12-year-old said tacos we can make Mexican pizza. See, now you're thinking,
oh,
how can I work around the rules? I'm always like a person who bends the rules a little bit. If it's an old El Paso taco, I'll gladly give those up forever.
Amen.
Pizza, very little protein and tons of carbs and cheese. Are you discouraging me or selling me? I mean, I don't understand this answer. You can fold a pizza in half and make one big taco. Okay. All right. Well. 437-1620. That last part recorded you speak. Goodbye pizza. The thing about tacos is you can change it up. Soft taco, hard taco, crumble it, have taco salad, have it with beef or chicken. Double decker with soft and hard and so on. It's a keeper. I got you. I like that. Thank you, Vicky. BLT pizza, yum. Okay, very good. Does this violate the rules? There are no rules for frivolous topics. Fire John is the executive producer.
Lovely. Thank you. Thank you. I will be turning in my time card a little bit.
Already found out he's not really the executive producer.
No, I am.
I'm the only one assistant. Here. He's the third.
Careful. Careful.
I'm Andrew McKay.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When did watching TV go from a way to relax to a complicated chore? Well, if you're sick of huge cable bills or endlessly searching for the show everyone's talking about, then welcome to Philo. Philo's the streaming service that respects both your time and your wallet, without needing to cut the stuff you actually love to watch. This means live TV for more than 70 channels like Hallmark, History, A&E, and Lifetime, plus a huge library of blockbuster movies and classic shows, and an easy-to-use unlimited DVR that lets you save anything you want and skip all the ads when you watch. The best part? You get all this for just $25 a month when you sign up at philo.tv. No hidden fees, no long contracts, just a genuinely great deal. And new users can try it completely free for 7 days. So head to philo.tv, that's philo.tv, and experience a better way to TV. Subscriptions auto-renew at monthly rate plus applicable taxes. Cancel anytime. See terms at philo.tv.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, it is Christina Leavenworth.
I'm Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic.
Hey, this is Delino with the Boot Store on Pine Forest Road.
What do these businesses have in common? They've trusted our years of marketing experience at ADX Communications.
I love radio advertising for my business, so I always love referring business over to ADX Communications for the best radio advertising out there.
We have advertised with Cat Country 98.7 over the past 10 years because we know radio works and Cat Country reaches our target audience.
I absolutely recommend radio to business owners. It's real, it's local, and it reaches people where they live and work.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today, 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Suspense is terrible.
He's going to go this time.
I hope it'll last.
All right, Kristen, what's next?
That was 100% my reaction to.
I loved it.
Because when we were at Men Who Cook yesterday and they were announcing, where's Brent Lane? And I forget the name of the gal who's the new executive director. I don't know why you got to make fun of my height, Brent, just because you're 8'3". Anyway, no, I was cooking with my son, my middle son, who is, you know, he's 19. I got to do the math because he turns 20 in a couple weeks. But he is, I mean, I think he's like 6'1" now.
You're a big old boy.
And all of my...
Where'd
like,
that come from?
My dad was 5'11". My wife's brothers were all like 6'3" and, you know, very tall. And so, you know, here I am, you know, and on a good day, I used to be 5'7", but really it's 5'6", and I think that's on a good day these days. And so, you know, I was just excited to see all my boys surpass me in height. That was great. But, yeah, we did Men Who Cook for the Pace Center for Girls yesterday, and it was fantastic. Always a very good event, packed out at Sanders Beach Kryn Jones Resource Center. I'll tell you more in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free, even delay-free, not seeing anything at all. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the fives.
Well, you got to emphasize that tall part. That's not appropriate. Didn't we just talk about this?
No, we didn't.
Okay. Anyway, so I cooked carne asada. My son and I, we cooked carne asada, did a basil-based chimichurri. We always bring food to Men Who Cook that we think is, like, we like to eat, that we think is good enough. And, John, you had tasted this before. I actually brought this in and got some feedback from you guys on.
Yes, you did.
Well, we didn't know whether to do it with the sauce or without the sauce because the thing in itself is so good. The sauce is so good, and then, like, one or the other, but they're different when you have it with or without.
I even took sauce home
you
had left over. I was like, give it to me.
I looked over one time, and you had a straw to the bowl. I mean, it was
well, I mean, it was good.
So the reason we were so surprised is because we don't normally win. This is our third trophy ever, and we've been doing it like a decade. And we don't normally win, and the people right next to us who had this amazing, like, tuna thing, and, like, people were flocking over there, and then they were going to our neighbors and eating their soup, and I feel like, please, sir, would you try my carne asada? You know, like, we're trying to ambush them at a trade show. Hey, do you want to talk about it? As they walking on past. Anyway, so we just didn't, and then, like, a couple of the judges had actually come up right after the judging and told them how great theirs was, and they voted for it. I'm like, oh, we're not going to win this at all. And then they called me. I'm like, what? So it was super surprising. I'll be honest. We were a little bummed all day. Like, we thought, well, we don't have a chance to win and people don't really like it, you know, whatever. So it was fun. It was very exciting.
You gotta sell your product.
We did. Boy. We did. We tried. Anyway, but everything was so good. So many people contributed. It was fantastic. Excellent. Excellent event. And I love this charity, Pace Center for Girls. That's why, you know, I love to cook for them every year. Let's see. What was the other thing I was going to tell you about? Oh, this is, I don't know, it's a small enough thing, but over the weekend, we were over at Dauphin Island. You know, we do bike rides. And we were over at Dauphin Island because it was a big migratory bird thing, and my wife's like, maybe we'll see a bunch of birds. And, you know, we saw some. It wasn't a big thing. We're not, like, birders. We don't have binoculars, you know, or anything. But I will tell you, there are a lot of birder people around. There are a lot of bird watchers around. I know. Right? The look you're giving me, John. So we're out there, and there were people out on the trail, and, you know, hey, did you see that osprey? I'm like, I mean, there's osprey everywhere. You know, hey, did you see that eagle? I mean, there's eagles everywhere. I mean, they were super excited about birds that I think we see all the time, and maybe we just have a nice place. And then it was so interesting. We went to, there's this one little sanctuary place on Dauphin Island, which, by the way, if you've never been to Dauphin Island, it's a really cool place to go. They've got a fort. They've got a, you know, a shoreline where you can walk out on the water, but you better get back because when the tide comes back in, you better be back off that not land. They've got a pier to nowhere. I mean, there's all kinds of cool stuff out there, plus an aquarium and whatever. But we went to this one little foresty area to kind of look, because it's supposed to be a lot of birds go there. And there must have been, I don't know, 30 teenagers, serious birders. They all had their, you know, sports equipment, photo, you know, cameras with the big, like, zoom in lenses, and they had binoculars, and they were, I mean, and some of them were from Mississippi State, some of them were from Ole Miss.
Oh, wait. No.
Yeah, you shot too soon on that one, John. But like they had come in from all over to come to this one place, and they were running around chasing each other to see the birds. They didn't want to waste daylight and waste time. And I will tell you, I had about as much fun watching the bird watchers as I did watching the birds the bird watchers were watching. You know? I didn't find the birds, frankly, all that entertaining. But the bird watchers were a fascinating group. And like I said, you know, teenagers and, you know, high school and college age kids. I didn't know if they picked it up during COVID or something like that, whatever. And it's funny because I was telling my wife, man, there's a lot of these bird watching people and they're kind of, you know, weird. And then I'm like, oh, look at that tree. She's like, you were saying?
Exactly. Point.
That's not nice.
Local news.